We're back on the Weird But Harmless podcast. I am Tim. That is Ferris.
What's up?
Yep.
Sorry, guys. I haven't been here in a while. My bad.
We were just talking. Yeah.
Life.
That's really
life
what
has gotten in the way.
We were talking about, you know, the difference between training jiu-jitsu and training kickboxing, and then just, you know, how when you train jiu-jitsu, it's inevitable. Your joints are going to hurt. But when you train boxing and kickboxing, you run the risk of, no matter, you could probably have, in boxing and kickboxing, 9 out of 10 sparring partners can be perfectly safe, but unfortunately it only takes that one who doesn't quite grasp what sparring is.
You know, it's kind of funny. Sometimes I've hurt my joints in boxing, like hurt my elbow, hurt my wrist, because maybe I didn't hit it right. And then every now and then, in jiu-jitsu, you're rolling and you turn and a knee hits you right in the mouth, hits you right in the eye, and you got blood going everywhere, and you'd think it'd be the opposite, but you're doing a physical thing. It's going to happen. Something's going to happen eventually.
I tried something today for the first time, and, you know, I'm trying to – my schedule's worked out to where I can work out a little bit more. So I tried something today because yesterday was leg day for me. And I got there and I wanted to work out. I took my pre-workout, but I did my big exercise. But after that, you know, I was just like, I've done my big exercise. I'm going to go home. So I tried something today. I took my pre-workout, and then I just took a hot shower. I took, like, almost a boiling hot shower. I didn't use soap or anything, but I let the hot water hit me. And I kind of stretched a little bit in the shower. I looked goofy as shit, but I didn't care. I stretched a little bit, and I went and weightlifted, and I was like, I feel really good. And then I took a cold shower after I got done. And probably for the first time in a long time, I managed to go through my day without hurting.
You know, I was driving today, and I was thinking to myself, I was like, I can't tell you the last time that I didn't have any, like, really significant pain. Like, my shoulders are hurting all the time. They don't hurt too bad. They're just kind of sore. My back gets stiff from all the movement. My thumb, I did something to my thumb maybe 6 months ago, and it has not gotten better. But it's not, I don't want to go to a doctor because I can still pretty much do everything, but it just hurts to do it. So I'm like, I'm not going to a doctor so he can tell me, oh, you can't do nothing for 6 months, because I'm not going to do it.
And that's exactly what he's going to say, too. Yeah. I mean, the worst thing about, like, I've discovered about fingers and toes, it's nothing they can do. They can reset it and, hey, don't do anything.
Yeah. And then my right knee, you know, it's 10 times better than what it was. But, you know, I already had surgery on it once, and it's good. But it's not like how my left knee is. It's just not. But here's the bad thing. My left foot, ankle foot, it's just fucking, it hurts so much. I can run, but afterwards, like when I fall asleep for a few hours, wake up, because I run at like 4:30 in the morning. And when I get back around 5:30, or get around about 5:45, I'll sleep to like 6 to like 8:30 and get up and do my shit. Mm. And I wake up, I'm like, God, my foot's killing me. It fucking hurts. That's a list of things that hurt right now. I'm trying to think. And my elbows are just getting to where they're not hurting anymore. In fact, this elbow, I did something to this elbow like a year ago. It was an arm lock from the guard. And the guy just, he did something, and it ain't been the same since.
Mm. I have problems with the bottom of my feet. Like, I can't describe it, but it feels like they're being stung by, like, a lot of little needles.
Yeah.
And so, and I'm not in a situation right now where I can rest them. So, because a lot of my pain I know comes from, you know, our courier cars are tiny. And so I'm stuck in this little bitty car trying to be active afterwards. And it doesn't work. That's why I have trouble sometimes going to the boxing gym. It's not that I'm tired. It's not that I don't want to. But it's just like you're stuck in this one position for most of the time.
Sitting, driving sucks. You have to do a job that involves a lot of driving. It fucking sucks. Mm. You just get tired of it. It's like, man, I can just. But like.
That's why on the weekends, I don't ever want to get in the vehicle. And that's why I don't do a lot anymore. It's like, I don't want to be in a vehicle.
You almost got to a point where, like, a five-hour drive is like, psh, that's nothing. It's easy as shit to make. Once you make it to over a 20-hour drive, it's no longer. I made a from Wyoming to, no, excuse me, from Oklahoma City to Wyoming, Casper, Wyoming, was like 18 hours. And 18 hours is about where you need to stop. You need to get some rest.
Yeah.
But I got up there and I was like, I sure as fuck, I'm going to spend this per diem that I have and this money, that credit card, that business credit card. I fucked them over. I've bought everything. And they had prime rib that night. And I watched the NFL game and just ate. I wasn't even hungry anymore. I went and kept getting more prime rib. So, well, I'm going to pay for it. Fuck them. Make me drive. The only reason I drove up there was to take a car up there. That's it. No other reason. I flew back. So I was like, fuck you, fuck you fucking bastards.
God.
But let me tell you, when I woke up to drive, like from when I was in Oklahoma and I woke up and drove, oh my God, I was so sleepy. I got some good sleep, but I thought I did, but I got in the car and I was like, ugh. And I was falling asleep driving. So I was like, okay, I got to do something. But I can't. I got to make good time because they're going to bitch at me if I don't. So what I did was I pulled in somewhere and I got two of the 5-hour energies and I drank two of them. And I ate make sure I had something on my stomach, I ate an entire Subway sandwich. All the fixings with meatball marinara. I ate that son of a bitch and I drank two of them and then after that I was fucking wired. I was like,
How hard was your crash?
I don't know because I didn't go to sleep for like 16 hours. I think I actually cried on the trip because I was like, God, I don't want to do this anymore. This sucks. I hated it so much. Oh my God.
I have to look up that like Oklahoma City to Casper, Wyoming. I just want to see that on a map how far that is.
Maybe it's not that far. I don't know. Let's see.
Oklahoma City
to Casper. Tell me what it is.
To Casper. Jesus Christ.
What was it?
It's not that bad. It's 13 and a half hours.
Huh. Still fucking sucked.
I mean, I don't doubt that. But
I'm pretty sure I was in Casper. Yeah, I was in Casper. Fuck. I was somewhere there.
Now, from here to Oklahoma City looks like it was a decent way, too. So.
From here? It's only about 6 hours.
Oh, okay. Maybe not.
6 hours? I can't remember. It just, the problem was you had to get on the right kind of roads. Like you had the backwoods. Roads weren't that. They're in the small towns where you have to stop and every fucking police officer was just jerking off waiting for you to come through at 35 miles an hour when the speed limit's 30.
It's weird, though, because like,
pay my bills today.
Yeah. It's weird because I'm looking at it on the map, though, and, you know, you look at a map of the United States, we live in the very foresty green part of the...
Yeah.
But right when you get to Oklahoma City to about the coast, it's the part of the map that's just like kind of shitty looking.
It's Oklahoma...
Except for northern Colorado. It was very pretty.
Oklahoma City is ugly as shit.
Is it?
Not the worst state I've ever been is Kansas. Nebraska. It's ugly. It's just nothing there. It's just grass. You want to look at grass, then that's where you need to go. Now, when
isn't
I went north.
Isn't Yellowstone in Wyoming?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. We should look that up. No, but when I left Denver, this is how fucking desolate where I went. When I left Denver, there was a sign that said, get gas now. No gas for like 100 miles. So I went there, and then on the, you know, one side you had the Great Plains, and the other side you had the Rocky Mountains, which that was kind of cool. Kind of cool drive.
The Rocky Mountains are beautiful. Or maybe they're just, it's kind of, maybe it's just beautiful to us. Cause
yeah, we never see them. We're just.
Swamp and trees. You know, it's probably like some people are like, Louisiana's so beautiful.
Oh my God, look at the snake in the water. It's like, yeah, okay. Shut up.
And hope it don't bite because it's going to suck.
What's the first thing on the list?
Something you want to, I got to say this. Like,
Bring us in. I'm going to get some water real quick.
Okay. Well, get me one too. It's kind of weird because I don't have Facebook anymore. So, like, going into this, I was kind of blind, and I had to get Ferris to tell me what's going on in the world. And so, a lot of these subjects are all from him. So, one, if the podcast sucks, blame him, not me, because I don't have social media no more. But I would also like to say how peaceful my life is now that I don't have social media. Ferris, I was. Nah, but seriously.
Your phone's back home.
Nah, but seriously, it is amazing how much more peaceful life is without Facebook.
You know, here's, in a way, I've kind of gotten off Facebook, even though I'm on Facebook. I just interact less. I interact less with people who are, as soon as I see that they said something shitty to me, that urge to want to say something back, I just don't anymore. It's just, one thing I learned is that, I remember one time, it was the, father made the kid walk, because he was pulling someone over.
Yeah.
Which, I wouldn't make my kid walk do that, but I wasn't really fighting against that. I was like, why are you filming it, you douchebag? So we can be like, you're father of the year? Okay, shut the fuck up. But I remember I had made a comment about it on one of the pages, local news pages, and people were just coming after me. But it got to a point where I noticed that a lot of these people had liked my stuff before. Like stuff, comments, funny, I try to be funny as I can. And one thing I noticed is that in real life, if we were talking face-to-face, we probably wouldn't be like that. We're shitty to each other because we're not right next to each other. And I'm not talking about the violence. I'm not saying, like, I'm going to beat your ass. Like, you're probably not going to be shitty like that.
You're probably not going to be shitty like that, though, because there is always that threat of violence. Like,
especially the dudes. Guys talk shit. They're not going to talk shit to me. No. They're not going to talk shit to you. You know? It's like, and I thought about that. It's like, instead of being a dick to him and just being, I'll come back and I was like, people would comment 2 days later. I was like, why are we still talking about this? You still care? Why are you assuming shit about me that you don't fucking know? You know, it's like,
let me ask, you think maybe if someone doesn't, because let's take your story for instance, people are very weird about, nobody wants to change how they discipline a child. You really look at it, you can go, okay, this is how my father did it, this is how his father did it, this is how, yada, 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 yada. So when someone like you or like me comes out and says, this is dumb that he did this, you think maybe they take it as a family attack? Like,
I think they take it personally.
Yes, okay, there we go.
I think they take it personally. I think, but what I would say is, like, this is just my opinion of it, this is how I would deal with it. But they come at me as if I'm the, first of all, I don't care. You can beat the shit out of your kid. You need a belt and beat his fucking ass as much as you want. I don't care. He's your kid. You can do what you want. As long as you're not fucking doing anything just super bad to him. I'm not going to tell you how to parent. I'm not going to act like I know how to parent. I'm not going to do that. But there are certain things that I'm not going to do. Certain things. I get it. There's one girl that I found out she unfriended me. I don't know if it was for that, but it was. I was like, I guess I must have done something to piss her off. But I was like, I don't think I did anything. Truthfully, I want to be like, oh, did I really do something that bad to piss you off? Because I don't think I did. But, but she said something that's like, when you're a parent, you do things that you said you wouldn't do. And I was like, I agree with that 100%. But at the same time, there are certain things that I'm just not going to do. Now, here's one thing, as a parent, I don't want to give my kid Sprite. I don't want to give him Coke. I don't want to give him any of that shit. You know what I'm probably going to end up doing?
Giving him Sprite. Giving him
Sprite so they'll shut the fuck up. I get that. There's a lot of things that I wouldn't go into it thinking, like, it's probably not going to happen. But there's certain things that I've told him, it's like, this is, even if I catch myself doing it, I'm not going to do it. It's not many things, just a few, but I'm not going to do it. Now, I don't know why she was saying that, but all I was saying is, like, why'd you film it? You want to make her walk 100 miles? I don't give a shit. But why are you filming it so we can all, like, jerk you off? I'm like, you're such daddy of the year. Anyways, fuck him. But I think even him, if I saw him in person, I'd be like, why'd you do this? And you know what? He'd probably give me an answer where I could be like, I don't really agree with you, but, whatever. Teach their own, whatever. My point is like, once people are in front of each other, they're a lot less likely to be a bunch of cocksuckers to each other. And if there is, hey, we'll figure it out.
Anyways,
first thing on Facebook.
We were talking about, you told me Facebook banned a few, you named off a few people.
Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, a few other far right people, and then Louis Farrakhan, which...
He's far right, but he's, for some weird reason, gets a free pass by the left. And I think I know why, but I think I'm going to keep it to myself,
okay, too. So, here's my problem with that. First of all, yes, it's a private entity. They can do what they
want. Hold on. My thing is like, there's a...
I get that part.
It's a weird... Are they a private thing, though?
It's almost like it's a public forum now. Yeah. That's the problem. I mean, that's deeper into it, but...
They're publicly traded, for sure.
Yeah.
My thing about their guidelines, and this is for any social media... Just come out and be honest. That's my thing.
You're anti-right. Just say it.
You remember when I think it was the Twitter exec chick. I think it was Twitter. Was on the Joe Rogan podcast.
It was hard to listen to.
If she would have just come out.
Sorry. She's a lawyer, so she's lawyering everything up.
Sorry, I've been a little under the weather. If she'd have just come out and said, yeah, you know what? Twitter has a left-leaning bias, and this is what we do. If you don't like it, don't be on Twitter. Because you're not held at gunpoint to be on Twitter. You're not held at gunpoint to be on Facebook.
Yeah.
But she danced around it, and that pissed me off. I'm just like, tell the truth. We know what the truth is.
We already know. Just say it. We just want to hear you be honest. People will forgive you for being shitty to them if you're honest. Mm. It's like, man, I fucked you over. I'm sorry. But if you're like, I didn't fuck you over, people are not going to forgive you for that. And it was frustrating to listen to her.
I think that's why people like Donald Trump, because no matter what he does, he don't lie about it.
That's why he got elected, and that's why...
He's going to win again.
He's going to win again.
And that's later exactly on the top of the list.
He's going to win again, and you know what? He's going to win easily. Easily he's going to win. Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders...
They don't stand a damn chance.
Whiny Wang, who gives a fuck? Fuck all them. They're not going to lose. And you know what? To an extent, if they're all I have to choose on the Democratic Party, so be it. Trump, go ahead. You know I'm not the biggest Trump fan. But God damn it, he's better. To me, he's a devil I'd rather have than those devils.
Yeah.
Just simple as that.
At least because you know where he stands.
I know what he's going to do.
And more importantly, now at this point, they're trying so hard to stop him that he's probably really never going to be able to do anything. So I'm like, hey, more gridlock. But at least we know what we get with gridlock.
But like...
You know, my main problem...
This is what I want to say about Louis Farrakhan. Louis Farrakhan, okay... Some of his is a more extreme, like, right nationalist, black nationalist, right wing kind of stuff. I know people are like, think he's black because he's super, he's not really that liberal. He's really kind of more on the conservative side, the extreme conservative side. Anyways, he says 10 times worse things than Alex Jones or Paul Joseph Watson, any of those other guys have said. He's actually called for the deaths of certain races. He's an out-and-out racist. That's what he is. But I think they finally had to do it. Oh, yeah, and that's what I remember. I said I wouldn't get too far onto it, but how the fuck did the mayor of Monroe, and fuck him, he's not my mayor, and I can say what I want, he's a public figure. How did he give the key to the city to that mother? How did he do that? How did he? And here's the thing, this is a direct, like, equivalent way of thinking about it. If the mayor of West Monroe were to give David Duke, who is the exact same person, he's the exact same person, he's just the white version of it, give David Duke the fucking keys of the city. Think about this, Tim. What if they had done that and gave David Duke the key to the city? That would be on national news.
Okay, this is a quote from Louis Farrakhan. So keep in mind, that's what this is. The Jews don't like Farrakhan, so they call me Hitler. Well, that's a good name. Hitler was a very great man. Okay. There really can be no peace without justice. Okay, that's not so bad. Well, shit.
He's probably just like Hitler. You could probably find some think quotes that you don't know. And he's like, oh, that's a pretty good quote. But you see, it's Hitler. It's like, oh, okay. You know, even crazy people have good ideas sometimes.
Amen.
You know, I'm sure Louis Farrakhan has said some things where I'd be like, man, I agree with that. But he's also said some things like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
But that's insane that he got the key to the city. That is, I don't know how that's not a bigger story.
You know what I think that was? That you ever do those things that you strictly know are stupid ideas, but you do it just because it's like, what the fuck can you do about it? I think that's what that was. I think he
likes the guy and fucking...
That's
my opinion.
You know what?
I don't work for him. I don't live in Monroe. Fuck him.
And I ain't even going to live in the Twin Cities in, what, 2 months? So.
Yeah. Anyways. Go next time. I don't want to talk about that motherfucker anymore.
I do want to say this.
Go ahead.
You look at the poor, you look at any thing done that ranks the top, the 50 states. The Delta area traditionally ranks dead last. You know, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arkansas, though in Alabama, we all seem to have a competition on who can be the worst, but we're all usually in the bottom five. If we don't change the way I'm trying to get the fuck out the South, but if the South does not change the way it thinks and move on from 1850s way of thinking, it's going to die. And I'm sorry, that is the truth. We're not, businesses aren't coming to the Deep South.
They'll go to Texas. They're not going to come here.
They're not going to come here. They'll go to Tennessee. They'll go to Georgia. They'll go to Florida. But they are not coming to the Delta.
For as Republican as Louisiana is, I don't know how. We are the least Republican weight. Like, we're just a corrupt state. That's all it is.
That's all it is. And that's why one day I want to get the politician we've talked about trying to get on. I just want to ask him, what goes on? Because by accident, we should be good at something, but we're not.
Yeah.
And just got to change the way we think. We got to change the way
we got the best food.
Might be why we're also one of the most overweight. That cracks me up. It's like somehow we're always ranked as one of the poorest states, but we're always one of the most.
And it's a weird thing because they have like a heat map of like the most like religious place. And it's like all the Bible Belt. But then they have the same thing. It's like who watches the most gay porn is all the South. Like, if you watch who has the most alcoholism, it's all the Deep South. Who has the most churches, it's all the Deep South. Who has the most alcohol places, it's all the Deep South.
We are the only state that has drive-through liquor stores. You can get you a daiquiri, but as long as they give it to you with the straw, wrapper still.
That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Nobody would ever grab their daiquiri. Oh, I'm going to just keep the straw top wrapper on there. Like, they take off. This is the funniest shit to anybody out there in the world. They take off the wrapper, but they leave, like, the last inch on it and put it in your daiquiri cup. Because as long as that, it's still considered not being able to be drank. Because nobody, 5 seconds after they get it, and maybe not even five, will pull that top. God bless Louisiana.
For as much as you think God is, people believe in God here, I don't think God has blessed our place very much at all. I'm sorry. This is how I feel. It's like,
we get tornadoes and hurricanes. Maybe that was.
We're getting God's wrath all the time, but we don't turn away from our wicked ways.
Have you been to Ruston since the hurricane?
I don't go to Ruston unless I absolutely have to.
Okay, well, that's on my route. Like, I pass right beside, like, the gas station that was demolished. I went beside every day. That tornado gave no fucks whatsoever. Like, half the businesses going into it were kind of have no roofs. Some of them are just closed down. Some of them are gone.
Someone said we have 3 Waffle Houses and somehow it got our Wingstop. I was talking to someone and said, I didn't even know they had a Wingstop. Well, I guess they don't anymore.
They got their Huddle House.
They got their Huddle House?
Or the Crystal Burger, whatever it is. You know, they all kind of had the same building look, but they got that.
Oh, my God.
But I want to talk about this. I have a problem with Alex Jones being banned. You can make some. I don't know who the other guy was you said.
Joseph Watson.
I don't know who he is.
He worked for Alex Jones. I don't know if he still does. But I do like some of his stuff. You can tell he's kind of biased to an extent, but I mean, who isn't anymore?
My problem with people banning Alex Jones is it means you take that man seriously.
Yeah.
Like, nothing that...
I used to listen to him as a joke. Like, I would listen to him on the radio and be like, laugh. Like, this guy's kind of funny. He has some good points sometimes, and he has some crazy shit he says.
I want to tell this story, and you'll understand, and luckily the fans probably won't comment on it. I used to listen to a podcast called, actually I don't want to plug it, but it was a satanic podcast. And I don't know if it was a real satanic podcast or kind of like the Satanic Temple podcast, which is a bunch of angry atheists that adopted satanic images. But they were so happy that Alex Jones was not able to have a platform anymore. And, I mean, they were tickled fucking pink. Like, they were calling him all names. And I'm just like, if anybody should be about freedom of speech, it should be this group of people. And y'all are thrilled that this man, who, if you take this man seriously, I'm worried about you to begin with. But, like, free speech should not be something that people get to decide what they want to hear.
Yeah.
Like,
I want to be able to hear people I don't like, even people who are
like Louis Farrakhan,
BuzzFeed, super progressive. Even Louis Farrakhan, I want to be able to hear him.
I want to be able to hear him. I'm upset that he got taken off, because you should also be able to show people, hey, this is what hate speech is, because Louis Farrakhan to me is hate speech.
Now they're martyrs. They're martyrs. That's what
they're
the
First Amendment, sadly.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is like, I don't believe in hate speech in the law at all. Like, no, all speech is speech. Even now, hate speech, when it comes to just people talking, sure, you can call it. It's like, this guy's just a racist.
You should be able to have that option, though.
You can be like that. You know what I mean? It's like, but I want to hear them say it so I can know who they are. But also, so I can, if I'm never exposed to their arguments, I can never really learn how to beat their arguments.
Yeah.
Because I'm just in an echo chamber. Which I think is the problem with a lot of people. You know, we were talking about somebody that you know, he, you know, watches television and gets mad at it and he's angry at it.
We can call it like it is. He watches Fox News all day and then just gets mad. And it's like, man, if you change the channel, you won't be mad no more.
And also, you can be like, oh, I don't agree with that, and change the channel. Man, I grew up, from the day I was born, there were certain, you know, I mean, I grew up Muslim in the fucking Bible Belt. I mean, our ideas and the way we did things were a little bit different than everybody else. So, but you know what? Instead of, you know, someone the other day was like, they said, Happy Easter. And they go, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know you. I was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I grew up here, so why do I give a shit?
It's kind of like when somebody says Merry Christmas, like, or Happy Holidays. Like, I don't give a shit.
Well, I don't care if they say Happy Merry Holidays, Merry
whatever.
Whatever the fuck it is. I don't care.
Some people do get legitimately mad, though. I have experienced that. Like, I said Happy Holidays to somebody, and they got fucking mad. And I'm like,
At work?
Yeah. It was when I worked for a retail chain. A furniture store chain.
Hmm.
Like I said, Happy Holidays, which was company policy, actually. And they got mad at me. And I'm kind of stuck in the middle of it where I can't tell the truth, which is, dude, honestly, if you go out into the parking lot and get in a fucking accident and die, I don't give a shit. I'm just trying to be polite while you're in the fucking store.
Well, the thing is, you know what I'd say is like, well, you could have been Jewish. And there's a lot of, you know, holidays in the wintertime. So... You know, I know most people are Christian, but
like, man, there's a lot of holidays.
I think you're being a little sensitive right now.
Yeah,
some people don't like to hear that. They'll be like, "Fuck you!"
I worship.
It's 90% Christian.
You know, the funny thing is, they.
I didn't mean to make you angry. It's not my. It wasn't my intention to do that.
The part that cracks me up the most, and I know this now, is that Jesus was not born on December 25th. So all the shit you learned through that and. Did you ever have to go to Sunday school? Was that ever in the...
I went to Islamic Sunday school.
Okay, so you never went to Christian Sunday school? You never went to Vacation Bible School?
No.
Okay, so you learned these things. And now I'm just older. I'm like, okay, Jesus was not born on December 25th. And just about every bit of the celebration of that holiday comes from the pagan version of it. And it's just like, good job, guys.
Well,
and that's how I got kicked out of my stepmom's Christmas one time.
You got kicked out?
What did you do?
I can't remember what you did.
I went over, and there's more to the story that I didn't know at the time. So when I was poking an already angry bear, but she was just going on and on about something, and I got mad, and I was like, man, all this bullshit you got in your house, this Christmas tree, these decorations, ain't none of this. This ain't got shit to do with Christianity. This is all paganism. That's pagan. All of this. The only thing Christian in this damn house is the dead dude on the cross. I think I said it like that, too. Now shall not worship a graven image. Anyway, and so my dad told the funniest part of the story, because I left, and he told me about it later on. He said, my stepmom called him, do you know what your son just did? No, but I got a feeling I'm about to. I mean, it's not like I was going to show up to Christmas anyway, but, you know.
Oh, man.
I think what started it is I said I'm not going to teach if I ever have a kid, I would not teach them about Christmas or Santa Claus or that, because I'm not religious. So at the end of the day, and most people aren't anymore, it's now become a consumerism day. It's like,
I think Easter is the last Christian holiday, and it's getting eaten away. Christmas is not a Christian holiday anymore. It is a Christian holiday.
It's an American capitalist
That's what it is now. Maybe 500 years ago it was a Christian holiday, but now I mean, even people who are atheists, people who are Muslim, people who are all kinds of stuff.
We beat each other over the head trying to get to
there's a Christmas tree. You know, I'm going to wear a stupid Christmas sweater contest thing. But Easter, I will say, is still
you had to,
heavily.
You went to church on Easter, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Is it the same Easter sermon as it is every fucking year?
Every time. It's the same one. It's like, okay. The only reason I go is because my grandmother. My grandmother was so happy that I was there, and that's the only reason I gave a shit. I didn't give a shit what anyone the rest, what the pastor was saying, anything else like that. Because honestly, on an Easter, like a most Easters that I've been Baptist, because most if I go somewhere, it's always been a Baptist place for the most part. I've been to other ones, but you know, I can't say what Catholics and like the other evangelicals.
I can only imagine how long that
like
service
the,
is.
Apostolic and all that. I don't know what all they say, but like when you go to a if you go to a Easter, it's all about Jesus risen, and you know you got to come to Christ, and that's what mostly what the sermon like in other ones, you know, in other sermons when it's not a Easter, it's like they'll talk about this and that. You know.
As someone who's had to go to different denominations of an Easter sermon, it's roughly all the same. I mean, because I have yet, every Christian faith believes Jesus rose on this particular thing. So that's what they talk about. It's not like...
Well, we went... there was a... I don't... And I can't say this is a Catholic thing. I don't know if it is or isn't. I have to ask more people. But they had this night vigil kind of thing. And it was like... It was like from 8 to 2 in the morning. But I think there's different... Like two different services or something like that. And they went to like... They had different things where when they went to this room and they did this, and then they went to another room where they got anointed with oil. And I don't know. I didn't get to quite see it. And I was like, man, that's kind of crazy. But it's because it was nothing like a Baptist thing. Now, what I really want to go for an Easter, you know where I really want to go for Easter? I want to go to an apostolic church, which is a Pentecostal church. And see how
it's really not as weird as you think.
Well, a lot of the other ones, like I've been to some other ones where like the normal sermon, I was like, God, this is crazy.
Yes,
but like I was saying, is like an Easter sermon is I think they're almost all the same. It's about the story and about coming to Christ and about Christ risen. That's the main thing. If you go to a sermon on another day when it's not Easter, they're going to talk about more diverse topics. You know where a lot of churches talk about fucking politics. You may not think it, but a lot of churches I've been to talk about fucking politics. It's like this is what does Jesus have to do with Republicans and Democrats?
He remember does. I had a dude come into a store I was working at one time and just go on this weird rant how Democrats were the party of Satan. And I was just like, can you buy your shit and get out, please?
People don't want to hear this. Jesus wouldn't be a Republican. He wouldn't be a Democrat. He probably wouldn't be any of that shit because he's not. He don't give a shit about any of that kind of stuff.
He'd probably just try his damnedest to be a good person.
Be nice to people. But he's a goddamn Democrat socialist. I don't care. That's how I view Jesus, but you know he might come and just be like this Fox News watching asshole. He's like, yeah, hell yeah, drive up. Jesus coming up in a fucking pickup truck and you know loud big rims and loud pipes and shit. Just be completely what your stereotype, you know what you would think. But
trailer park Jesus,
he's like, yeah, you know, he has his ponytail, you know, hair in a ponytail and shit.
Someone's gonna listen to this and just fucking hate us.
That's just how I feel. I don't know.
So in your mind, Jesus could potentially be the king of the trailer park.
Yes. That's, you know, he's not just some Jewish guy who, you know, he's like all about peace and love and shit. He's just
more like you than he does me.
Yeah. He's this super white guy with a beard and, you know, ponytail.
Mullet.
Smoking,
if he didn't have a wife beater shirt on, I'd be highly disappointed.
He's got to have
the old school Chevy with the rebel flag in the back.
Like Silverado with like
KC lights on that bitch.
Drinking Natty Light.
He's got to have the jorts.
I don't think he'd be a jorts kind of guy. I think he'd be like a Wrangler. He'd have his boots tucked he'd have his pants tucked into his boots. You know, have a fishing hook on his hat and stuff. That's secretly, that's what I want Jesus to be. Like if he comes back and he comes back like that, I might worship him. That might be the case. I might be like, yeah, well. Turned the water into wine and he gave me a Coors Light. So,
what if Jesus came back and he decided at 10 o'clock he wanted to be Mary?
What?
OK. Okay, I'm sorry. I was trying to...
The transgender thing?
Yeah, I was trying to just make him incredibly liberal there, and I was just like, well, I'm sorry, I dropped the ball.
If he was incredibly liberal, I mean, would people, like, get really angry?
Oh, yeah. If Jesus came back and he was a liberal, that ain't my Jesus. My Jesus wears Wranglers, tucks his Wranglers into his boots, and he beats his wife like a... baby, I'm sorry. Won't you get that dinner back on table? Won't you get you a natty light,
it's
too?
It's because I love you.
Yeah, okay, that's enough Jesus bashing.
Go feed the pit bull.
Jesus would have a pit bull, that's for sure.
Like my fur babies.
Okay, anyways.
That went off on a hole. All right.
Guys, if you can't take criticism of religion... Jesus even talks about, like, you're going to be ridiculed for your religious belief. It's just the way it is. But you know what? I don't care if you're Christian. Good for you. Okay? But I like to make fun of stuff, so sorry. What else is on the piece of paper? Since everyone's left us already.
But I ain't listened to fair too much of fucking liberal, atheistic cocksuckers.
Anyways.
Yeah. I don't know where to go anyway. So, Game of Thrones. That's a hard segue, talking from about redneck Jesus to Game of Thrones. I feel like maybe we should do something else before.
Okay. Well, go ahead and get through it because you know I'm not going to talk. I don't have much to say.
Okay. Well, that's my shit. Game of Thrones is almost coming, since I'm the only one that's actually a fan. Game of Thrones is coming to an end. I'm a little sad, but I'm also kind of a little disappointed that they just started rushing things, and I'm just, I don't know.
Well, it's bad that even for a person who doesn't watch and doesn't care, was even like, don't you think they kind of rushed it? Because they even told you this, like, don't you think they kind of...
I feel like there's going to be a lot of things that don't get answered, and I'm kind of bummed out about it.
Are they going to do a prequel?
They are. They're doing a prequel called based on the original Long Night.
Is it night all the time or something like that?
Kind of, yeah. You know the Night King character in the White Walkers?
Uh-huh.
Spoiler alert, they got murked. Basically, it's the first time they showed up.
Okay.
Kind of before there was a Night's Watch and all that.
There's a wall? Before the wall?
It was before the wall. It's, you know, the first time the White Walkers came around. We'll see.
Okay. I wish I could help you more. I just don't know enough about it.
You can't say that the dragon battle wasn't cool, though.
I thought Dragon Ball was stupid.
What?
I didn't like... They ran into each other. Like, when they were in the... I've had to say the coolest part. The coolest part where they were just, like, being overrun and they were fighting. That was kind of...
Yeah,
that
was.
The dragon part kind of got kind of silly to me. It was like, it's dark. You can't
Who
see.
Are you right now? It was dark. The lighting was bad in that episode, for sure.
Yeah.
That was my only complaint about it. I don't know. I'm going to be curious to see what they do with the series.
I was just nice to see that in the coming up episode, there's going to be some light. Which I don't know why I care, because I'm probably not going to watch it. But
who are you kidding? You'll at least be in the same house as the rest of us.
Probably.
Man, there's actually a show that is being... next week is its last episode that didn't get as much love as it should have got, but it was really good. It's called Into the Badlands.
I know a lot of people who like that.
I love that show, and it's ending next week, and I'm kind of like, man.
Completely ending?
Mm-hmm.
Like, canceled ending?
They're going to wrap it up next week, yeah. But The Walking Dead is still going after 40 fucking seasons and no original characters and no original story.
I really like, and not all of them are good, Black Mirror.
Yeah, like, I've seen some episodes.
Episodes, I'm like, eh. But some of them, like, there was one episode, the Christmas one. I really liked that one. That was a fucking good
episode. I just
got
to tell this story. On the interactive episode, I came over, Ferris and his brother were doing it, and they're like, oh my God, what do we do? And I don't remember if it was you or Basil, but one of them goes, this is too much pressure to decide. Who do we kill?
No, I was like, I wanted to kill. I was like, I was ready. I was like, I'm going to kill this motherfucker. I was like, I'm tired of this shit.
That was interesting, though, because you got to be at least able to interact.
And then one thing I realized is that you couldn't watch it on if you had just a certain kind of remote. I can't remember what it was, but like Xbox, you do it. Like, you could do the interactive thing, but you couldn't watch the episode if it wasn't. You couldn't do the interactive because, you know, you have to make decisions.
Yeah. Well, most. Yeah, it would be kind of hard to maybe do it on a laptop.
I'm not sure. I think it's how we try to do it. Do it with the laptop, and you couldn't do it like that way. Anyways.
You know, there's something to be said about a TV series that knows when it's, you know.
Here's a good thing about Black Mirror. It's not a continuation show like every show. But you know what? They're in the same universe.
Yeah.
Kind of in the same universe. And it's theories that it's in the different, just different timelines and all that good stuff. But anyways.
You know, I actually like a lot of Netflix shows because they only do 10 episode seasons. And so it's like, you don't have to sit there and devote half a year to the show, if not more. I mean,
yeah.
So
what are they gonna do with Game? Once Game of Thrones is done,
I don't know.
I mean, who's gonna take the best show award for, or most watched show, whatever you want to call it?
I'm really not sure. I mean, outside of Game of Thrones and Into the Badlands, I really don't watch anything on TV. As far as
Dish Network, be honest with you, now, especially now with ESPN Plus, which is a whole different topic.
Well, I got that on here, too.
And I have it. It's the $5, and it really fucking fucking chapped my ass when I had to buy the UFC fights with it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That made me so angry.
Because if I'm not mistaken...
Because I couldn't put it on the dish. But anyways.
If I'm not mistaken, you have to sign up for ESPN Plus first, and then order the pay-per-view. So basically, they're charging you a monthly subscription to something just so you can order a pay-per-view every now and then. And that's
something they used to get. A lot of that stuff, they used to give it to you for free, by the way. Believe it or not, they gave it to you for free for just ESPN 3, whatever. It was kind of like the Ocho channel almost.
Hey, don't shit on ESPN 3 and ESPN the Ocho. That's the only thing that would show ULM games. But yeah, even the free TV show like the fight nights, you can't watch on regular TV anymore. You gotta have ESPN Plus, and I'm just like, you know, yeah, it's only $5, but I'm not signing up for that shit out of principle. Like this weekend, I want to watch Donald Cerrone versus Alan Quinta. If I've butchered that name, I'm
Alan Quinta.
Yeah, I want to watch that. That's a good fight. And since
I got it.
I was about to say, since you have ESPN Plus, I'll probably just come over here. But I'm just it's.
They're trying to get you anyway. I think they see the writing on the wall with streaming services. I don't know.
The problem is though, if everything goes to a streaming service, something is going to lose out because eventually you're still going to get up to the same amount as a cable bill.
Yeah.
Because I have Netflix, have Amazon Prime.
Netflix keeps going up every other fucking month.
I remember when it was like $7.99 a month, and now it's like almost $14. Which, I mean, I guess when you pay $100 million for Friends every fucking year, you gotta make that nut. By the way, Friends, the most overrated fucking show of all time.
I don't really like it, man.
It's not funny.
It's a white people show, like a middle-class white. Like I want to watch white. I'd rather watch Seinfeld, and I wasn't even a huge Seinfeld fan.
I was about to say, I'm not even a huge Seinfeld fan. Like, Friends is the most basic white person show I can come up with. And the weirdest thing to me is these people have, like, big-ass apartments in New York City, but none of them ever went to work. Like, I mean, you got to go to work to pay for those apartments. I don't know. It's just me. That show sucks. But Netflix does have some Netflix does have some shows I love, though. Have you ever watched Frontier with Jason Momoa? I think you'd like it. It's only a 6-episode season at a time. It's really good. Plus, I like Jason Momoa. But it's about the fur trade in the 1800s in Canada. It's really good. They have one show called The Order. You wouldn't like that, but I liked it.
I think the only reason I watch Black Mirror is because it's not a continuation. I just can't. I don't know. People always want, why don't you watch Game of Thrones? Why don't you watch this show? It's like, it's not because they're not good or they're not this or not that or they're not interesting. They could be even interesting to me.
Yeah.
Like Star Wars. I love Star Wars, but I didn't even watch Clone Wars because I'm just not. I didn't want to watch. Which, like you know, like you said, a lot of people thought it was because it gave a backstory to their other movies, you know, and probably had more better acting and, you know.
You know, the weirdest part is. I didn't mind. What was episode 7 called? The newest
Last
one.
Jedi. Last Jedi.
No one. This was the Last Jedi was episode 8.
Oh,
what was episode 7?
Force Awakens.
The Force Awakens. I liked the Force Awakens.
I did like the Force Awakens.
The Last Jedi. That movie sucked.
There was about.
And the thing about there it is,
there were about
30 minutes
in that film that I really liked. The rest of it, I was like, what are they doing?
I liked the battle scene when they had all the machine things coming in the snow or whatever. That
that was cool. The ending was kind of cool. The whenever she was kind of training on with Luke Skywalker was kind of cool.
And the battle in the throne room.
The throne room was cool. That was cool. But there was too much going on. There's too much going on. And truthfully, I didn't believe. Who's Lauren Hearn? Is that her name? The purple-haired general? I just didn't really believe her as a leader.
Maybe it's just me. You don't care about these characters as much as you cared about Luke or Han.
And they murdered Admiral. They just murdered Admiral Akbar. He just died. He just killed him. You know what? What they should have done, and I guarantee people will like it better, instead of having a... Because, goddammit, they're just trying to get super woke on it. That was the fucking problem. And... Okay, Leia couldn't. No one had a problem with Leia because she was an established character. And they weren't just putting in there because she's a woman.
Yeah.
What they should have done was not kill fucking Admiral Akbar and just make give him some more screen time. We'd have been like, this is kind of cool. We could see how, you know, because you believed him in Return of the Jedi that he was this, you know, ship commander who knew how to fucking run his shit. Mm. I don't know who this chick is. I never saw her before. You just put her in there just so we can be like, oh, look at this. And she had purple hair. What the fuck are you trying to say here?
You know, and then you had the Asian chick that it's just like, why do I care?
Here's like, with Sigourney Weaver and Alien, I cared because, but she was also not just a helpless, and she was a good character. She was just a good character who happened to be a woman.
And she was a badass.
She was a badass. And then you put spoiler alert, Lauren Dern, whatever her name is, she flies her ship into the bad guy ship.
The movie was that memorable.
I know.
I just...
And then Snoke, I was like, you had this character who was kind of interesting, and you like, just...
Darth Maul, I mean, look what...
Just jacked him. But at least Darth Maul had an awesome... Like, Darth Maul, his fight scene is probably the best fight scene Star Wars.
Hands down, that is the best fight
scene. I mean, there's probably not one at all. It doesn't carry as much emotional drama, like when Luke fights Vader at the end, but... like just action wise, it is the best.
It also had a good score going along at the time, so it was a.
And you believe that this was a apprentice who was fighting a Jedi and a Padawan, and then the Padawan wins. You know, it was kind of a good Padawan didn't get hurt and get saved. The Padawan actually won the fight.
It would have been a lot better to me had they had Ewan McGregor actually get hurt though. I don't know.
I guess he got emotionally hurt watching
Qui-Gon die. I don't know.
It came out in 1999, so if you fucking try to be like, spoiler alert, fuck you.
It's 20 years ago.
But, what was I going to say? The Last Jedi, like I said, there were a few scenes that were kind of cool, but then he got to a
point. Everybody sounded whiny. That is the best way. That is my best.
Everyone was kind of whiny.
Everyone was kind of whiny, and I'm like.
I couldn't get into, like. I cared about Luke Skywalker.
He was whiny too.
But he was whiny. But that's how he kind of was in the other ones, though, to be honest with you. But you know, Rey, I liked. She had a. Okay,
I like Rey as a
I like Rey. I don't mind her so much.
I don't. What's the black dude? Finn? I like him as a character. Hear me out.
Okay.
The fight scene between him and Phasma should have been a bigger deal, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
They wanted to kill each other, and it just got played off like it was no big deal.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, you got this bullshit that you've put emphasis on that nobody gave a fuck about, but here's something that people could have cared about. They wanted to see it, and then plus that, the chick who plays Phasma, Gwendolyn Christie, she has a big following from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Should have drawn that battle out. You should have maybe made that... maybe made that a lot longer battle... If you want to try to build John Boyega's character, If you want to build Finn up as a character you should care about and why you should care, you know, make him be able to beat somebody and draw it out.
In the trailer, they had Palpatine laughing. Now, this is one of the trailers where they could change some shit in it. Like, it wasn't like this is what's in the movie. It was like a teaser trailer. So it wasn't an official trailer yet that's going to be in the movie. So he laughs, and you hear him laughing, like, oh, my God, it's him. The reason people got so excited is because out of the whole Star Wars like actors, I would say between him, Alec Guinness, the guy who played Obi-Wan, older Obi-Wan, and what's his name? God damn it! Anyways, Ian Mc, I don't know how the guy who played Palpatine. He's a good. You believe him to be the Emperor. You bought him 100%. This is a guy who's hiding as a Sith Lord, and when he becomes it, you fucking believe him. And you know what? He's also fucking evil. He's you no compromise with him. He does what he wants, and he fucking kills people. He doesn't give a shit. What's his name? Darth Vader's voice character. I mean, he's good too.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Damn.
Knock on wood.
Hey man, he was in The Sandlot, and that was a very influential movie to me. You know.
He's just a good voice actor.
Yes, for sure.
I tell you, else is really good is Keith David.
Yeah.
He's really good. I like him. Yeah. You know, one movie people just a lot of people just haven't seen is They Live. Have you ever watched They Live?
Yes.
I like They Live. It's kind of campy. Don't get me wrong, but.
It's 80s, though.
It's 80s. It's an 80s fucking movie. But it's enjoyable. And, like.
I've definitely seen way worse movies.
Yes. But it's kind of a unique movie.
It's a take on Invasion of the Body Snatchers, but, I mean, it's not bad.
Anyway.
Did you ever look up the trailer for Godzilla 2 yet?
I haven't.
You need to. Oh, we're going to do that before I leave. Because it looks fucking ballin'. Like, I hadn't even gone to see Avengers Endgame, but I will go see Godzilla.
So, all right, you gotta go over the this with me because I'm not sure like what the lore is. It's the one with that came out a few years ago.
Yes,
that was
They're kind of doing their own version of the Toho verse. They're calling it their Monsterverse, and that's what I'm gonna call it, just so you understand it. But they're doing their version of Toho monsters.
The one with Bryan Cranston a few years ago.
Yes.
So technically Godzilla would be the first in this. That Godzilla with Bryan Cranston.
Yes, that is the Godzilla.
And then are they eventually going to bring that King Kong movie?
Yes.
That's in the same universe.
That's next year.
Okay, but before that one, they're going to have...
But Kong Skull Island. Did you ever see that?
No.
You need to. It's actually really...
Some people said it was good.
I liked it.
I just haven't watched it.
It's really good to me. I think you'd like it too. It has good actors in it, so... And the focus isn't as much on Kong as kind of surviving in a jungle.
Okay.
So, and plus, it's got Samuel L. Jackson in it. I mean, let's go with that.
Does he say motherfucker in it?
No.
Okay, so before that one comes out, so right now you have Godzilla and then Skull Island, which are...
Same universe.
Was there another King Kong before that was not Skull Island?
The Peter Jackson one.
No. I'm talking about part of this universe.
No.
So is that Godzilla... King Kong.
Timeline-wise, though, the movie-wise, Godzilla King Kong came out. In the universe, though, Kong Skull Island takes place, and then Godzilla.
Okay. And now we have Godzilla versus Mothra.
No.
No?
This is Godzilla King of the Monsters. It's mainly Godzilla versus King Ghidorah.
Which one's King Ghidorah? What is
Three-headed dragon.
Okay.
I'll show you the preview in a minute, and it'll make a lot more sense, but it looks ballin'.
All right, and then where are they going? They're going to. Is the next King Kong going to take during or before or after?
That part I'm not sure about.
Okay.
But
how far are they going to go with it? What are the characters? Are they going to get to Mothra?
Mothra's in this one.
Mothra is in this one.
Mothra is in. The main monster focus that. excuse me. Is in this one is Godzilla, King Ghidorah, Rodan, and Mothra. And there's several others in there. That have or have not been there.
It's King of the Monsters. A bunch of monsters. Yeah. They're going to say who's going to be the king.
Yes. Basically, what it is these monsters are called Titans.
Okay.
And they existed. They were like the first organized life forms on Earth.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, they went into hibernation. And now they're waking up.
But is Godzilla kind of like Kami in Dragon Ball Z, who's like the protector of Earth?
Yes.
Okay.
And, well, they try to go on the backstory in, well, I wouldn't say backstory. They basically said the only reason Godzilla wakes up in the 2014 movie is because the Mutos wake up, which were the massive unidentified terrestrial objects, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And so, them coming back, them waking up, woke Godzilla up, and he was pretty much the Earth's balance to them.
Okay.
So he killed them, and he basically is now awake. And the movie company has set up a website called Monarch something or other, and it's basically showing all the... It keeps a location. Yes, I'm kind of like,
okay,
I'm
okay,
fanboying out.
Okay, I got you.
I'm fanboying out, but it's like got a location of where Godzilla is.
At any given moment.
At any given moment.
And what's he doing?
Basically just swimming around because he knows the other. From the first movie, basically what it is he's able to live. The Titans have their own frequency, if you will.
Okay.
And he's able to hear the frequency. So it was when the Muto started communicating with each other, because if you remember in the movie, the only reason the other one came back to life is because the other one hatched or something like that,
okay,
if I remember correctly. And so when Godzilla could overhear the frequency of them communicating, that's when he woke back up and came back kind of out of hibernation.
So he wasn't created by like a nuclear thing?
No.
Okay.
He has
was the original, like Japanese, was he a nuclear thing?
I don't really know on that one.
I know when the Godzilla, like Matthew Broderick, he kind of was like that, right?
Yes. I actually like that movie.
Yeah, it's kind of silly, but I liked it. It's fun. It's a fun movie. You know, even though they jacked Godzilla, they fucking killed Godzilla. They fucking killed the motherfucker, and then the little tiny... Isn't the very end like another egg hatching or something like that? Okay. It's a 90s movie. I didn't think they were going to kill Godzilla. I was like, Godzilla's floating to the bottom of the ocean. God, it's going to stink. big dead bloated Godzilla on the beach.
And you know he's got radiation.
Fucking gross that is. And he's just, you know, he's all purple and shit because he's like, his face is about to explode.
The weirdest thing about this one is the only reason Godzilla kind of comes back around in this movie, because he's not like he's making himself known where he is. They just know where he is because they started tracking him to try to protect themselves. And the reason he kind of comes back in this one is because King Ghidorah gets woken up. Because King Ghidorah is frozen in Antarctica. I don't know how we got there. I see you kind of, you're hanging on.
Okay. I'm there. I'm not.
But for some weird reason, this eco-terrorist group decides it's a good idea to set King Ghidorah free. So that happens.
Okay.
And King Ghidorah is known to be the most... King Ghidorah waking up is what also wakes up all the Titans. And from the latest trailer, keep in mind, the movie hadn't come out yet, King Ghidorah is the Alpha.
Okay.
And so all the Titans are waking up responding to the Alpha. And so in order to... King Ghidorah wants to destroy the planet. That's his nickname, is the Planet Destroyer. And so the human race is trying to figure out...
Is Mothra a good guy?
Yes.
Mothra is a good guy.
Yes.
As good as you can be in that universe.
Yeah. You know, it's not going to try to destroy the world, but also probably doesn't want to be bothered.
I know this is kind of off topic, but it's on the cheat. He's talking about, what's the name's the Alpha? Mm-hmm. Talking about the Adam Conover guy.
Oh, God.
That was one of the worst podcasts I've ever listened to. And here's the thing. I've watched some of his stuff. There were some of the episodes that aren't super biased that I kind of liked. I like some of, like, you know, some of the like when he's talking about diamonds and stuff like that. It's like, okay, it's kind of cool.
That's a good segue into something we can both discuss other than you just staring at me like, Tim, what are you talking about?
I'm trying, you know, I just don't know it. You know,
well, I'll show you the trailer in a minute. And I think once you see the trailer, you'll like it. But yeah, that Adam Conover thing. I got to ask, do you ever notice all the people who say men and women should compete against each other in sports are not the people who would actually
have any, they would not be, the women would beat them in sports. That's, He is like a beta male. Like a pussy.
He's
bitch
a
beta male.
He is a, and look, I am by no means an alpha male. I will never say I am. I'm not a beta either. And that's the only problem I have with the term alpha beta. It's like, oh, you
yeah, it's like
fit.
Either one or the other. It's like, yeah, there's different kinds of people.
And
which
Adam,
I think that's kind of what he was trying to say.
But he was so bad at it.
But he's bad at it. It's like, okay.
And it's hard to believe that when coming from a guy you know. It sounded like he didn't want to believe in the alpha beta thing because he knows he is just the prime example of a beta.
Yeah, he's just most straight guys. They don't have they're typically not friends with a bunch of women and a bunch of people who are gay and transgender. It's just not. Most people are friends with people who they're like the most,
yeah,
or have more things in common with. I don't really have anything in common with a person with a lot of women, a lot of transgender people. I just don't. Not that they're bad. Not that they're bad. It's just that I don't. There's no other way to say it. So, a lot of people think he's gay, which he probably would. His girlfriend probably does make him suck their boyfriend's cock. So,
I think this dude probably realized he's never going to get a female by being the. And you listen to the podcast on that one. You could tell anytime Joe brought up why women are attracted to males, he would, oh, no, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Like, dude, come on. Yes.
I think the way he views it, he's like every person who's like this ape who's just like, he can't be civil ever. He's just someone who wants to smash and destroy things. That's all he can do. Is that, that's not what he means by an alpha male. That's not what anyone really anyone means. It's like, what means someone means someone who's confident. Someone who can, like, guess what? They can as much defend themselves in a fight. Or they could calm everything down. Like, hey guys, let's chill the fuck out. They can do both.
People are going to say this is a stereotype, but it's called a stereotype for an actual reason. When you see a beta male with an alpha female, and the alpha female ends up cheating, well, who does she cheat on the beta male with? She doesn't cheat on the beta male with another beta male.
She gets gorilla fucked.
She gets gorilla fucked
by some dude, big dude.
Yeah. So I mean, I think this guy realized, hey, you know what?
This is how I get laid.
This is...
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe.
With some of these super...
And I want to say this to the women who have this beta male guy in their group. That dude is the sketchiest guy you've ever met.
Dude, I have had sex with multiple... Like, someone asked me, like, why I have success with, like, super liberal girls. It's like... Because I just... They're used to these fucking pussies all the fucking time, and I'm not like... But then again, I'm not the super conservative guy either, you know. I can kind of be both ways and not be a, you know, bitch about it. But I've seen hang out. There's one girl that I was hanging out with, you know, and I would hang out with, and other guys would try to hang out with, and they were like kind of little beta little guys. They were just like staring me down, like fuck this dude. But there's nothing like I could kill them with my bare hands if I want to, like. Yeah, you think she'd be better in bed, but
you know,
whatever. It's pretty crazy she could be outside. She was
anyways,
kinda tame. Anyways,
it's kinda tame. I hate to say it, and I hope this doesn't happen, but I think if it does, it will finally be the straw. Some poor girl is gonna get murdered, like legit. She's gonna have all these people telling her, "Oh yeah, baby, you can." Especially in a physical sport where you're actually competing against another football.
They're going to die.
They're going to die.
That's what's... most men can't survive in the NFL. Are you really saying
it? It goes back to what I talked about when you and me were joking. Most men are not created equal. Me, like, let's look at you and me. You and me are vastly different from each other. And then there are people who are more physical. Me and The Rock might as well not even be the same fucking species.
I'm not even the same fucking species as him. He's just a fucking monster. Like, fucking jock. I mean, like, Yo Romero. Shit.
Let's look at you and Basil. Y'all are even brothers. Same parents. Y'all are vastly different.
He's huge.
He's huge.
He bit my ass.
Yeah. Shit, I don't even want to know what he'd do to me. But it's just, even women and women are not created. Most women are not, you know, Joanna Jędrzejczyk or, you know, Amanda Nunes. Most women are not them.
The simple fact is that most men can kill most women with bare hands.
And that.
It's simple. That's why it's dangerous for like it's kind of insane for a girl to hang out with a guy she just met. If you think about it, mm-hmm. Like if he it's up to him if he wants to kill her or not. That's how fucking crazy it is, you know.
And then women just decide they want to go on a
date with him. It's like this dude could be fucking crazy.
Like you're taking a big chance when you agree to go on a date with somebody and let him come pick you up and all that.
Like, it's like I know where you live. Like a physically just a monster compared to you. You know, she's like. I think I can't remember which comedian. He's like, I hope this one's nice. Like, hope this one doesn't fucking murder me. I think it was fuck, what's his name? C.K. John.
Louis C.K.
Louis C.K. Yeah, like I hope this one doesn't kill me. And I read in the comments, Lonnie's like, yeah, that's not how guys really are. It's like, dude, you don't understand. Like, most women who are murdered by like their boyfriend or ex-boyfriend.
A dude they know.
And guess what? They probably grab them by the fucking throat and fucking just can physically kill them with their fucking bare hands because they can. So women have to take that into consideration.
But, I mean, at the same time, I have to take it into consideration with, you know, let's say if me and Basil did fight.
Yeah, another man.
I have to take the fact that he is, what, 6'4", 6'5", probably yeah. 100 pounds heavier than me, knows how to handle himself. I have to take that into consideration.
Yeah. I mean, the only good thing about for guys is, like, we can kind of regulate our behavior because we can be like, even if I could beat this guy up, he could fuck me up too at the same time. So it's really not, I don't want to get into this situation because it's dangerous. It's just dangerous for me. It is for that guy.
Something that bothered me that Adam was trying to say, well, why don't we just create sports for men? Okay, create them. See how far they go.
Okay. But society is like, he's like, well, men create them. It's like, well, men are more interested in sports overall. They're more interested
women
in playing
Women don't
them.
Even care about women in sports.
They don't.
There's a reason why, look, the WNBA, those women are talented. No doubt.
There's nothing I could do to stop them on the but you know what? A fucking good high school team could probably beat a lot of them. That's just a fucking fact.
Definitely, there's probably some good men college teams.
Men college teams, I think, would just destroy them. They wouldn't have a chance at all. There's very few sports where the women can be involved in that they have, like, I think some car racing. But even then, it's only, like, a few women, you know. And then, I don't know, man, like, horse riding, you know, the horse doing all the goddamn work. And then,
I feel like women would succeed at that more than
yeah,
men.
Yeah, I could be more patient with the animals and stuff like that.
That, and most women are smaller and lighter.
Lighter, yeah.
I mean, you look at male jockeys, they're usually, like, 5 feet, 100 pounds. They're right. Not... That horse ain't winning the Kentucky Derby with you on it.
No. 230 pounds. Ain't no way. He's like, fuck. Fucking tired. Fuck. Heavy motherfucker. You know, it's a big animal, too, but he's like, still, fuck. You know what they do in the Middle East with, like, camel races?
What?
They have robots. Like, tiny robots that have a stick, and they can control the stick with the... And they go, and hit the camel. It's like it's tiny. You ever seen it?
We have to find this on YouTube later.
I swear to God, I'm not making this up. It's a tiny robot that has a stick arm that has a whip on it.
I don't know why I just now have this. I have this picture of the Terminator. Well, faster.
They used to use kids on it because they were really small, but they thought it was cruel. Probably because they starved the kid to where an inch of his life.
Hitting the camel with a stick by a robot isn't.
It's a tiny. It's just make robot where it's lighter, and you can see them. They'll drive, like they're on the racetrack on the sides. They have people in cars driving, and controlling the robot going.
You have to show me this.
I will.
People are weird.
People are crazy.
Have you ever watched curling?
I can't.
I tried to watch it. I was like, what is going on? I'm sure it takes some skill, but I'm like,
people always do this. It's curling is objectively not as good as football. It's just not. And it's not, you don't care about this fucking rock. And look, people gravitate towards certain sports because they like them. A lot of people love watching all over the world. They play soccer, so they like soccer. They watch football, so they like football. They like golf. They like all these fucking sports.
People like what they like.
They like what they like.
And some people cannot stand that some people watch. I mean, have you ever watched the Legends Football League, formerly the Lingerie Football League? Them women get the fuck after it.
It's fun to watch, but my problem with it is that I never knew where to find it.
I don't either, but it used to be on one of the channels, but I don't know where it's at now.
I just don't know where to find it.
If those women did not dress like that, that league would not. It would have been dead a long time ago. And I hate to say it. They play hard.
Same thing you say about that is that there was a coach that go. They were talking about like the dress, how they're dressed, and stuff like that, and they go. Right now, we have to wear it because without it, we wouldn't have a league. It's simple as like that's what he said. It's just not going to happen. He goes, until times change, people want to see it differently.
I mean, hell, let's be honest here. A professional football league outside of the NFL can't even work out.
No.
Do
you watch the Arena Football League?
I don't think it exists anymore either.
Arena Football League doesn't?
I ain't seen a game come on in a long time.
I'm acting like I'm surprised, even though I don't know a first goddamn name of a team.
There was the New Orleans Voodoo. I remember that. I thought it was interesting. I thought it was interesting. It was always one of those things I never knew when it was on, but when it was on, I'd maybe stop.
You know what I felt like? I felt like that 18th century, like, European, like, British man who's like, how quaint. It's like you think it's cool, but you don't really give a shit anyways.
No.
I don't care. I just don't. I mean, it just couldn't. It just didn't interest. I mean, it's not. It's like, what? No, fucking, they're pretty athletic. And like, yeah, I'm not saying that they're not.
I just don't care.
I just don't care. Like, I think it's kind of cool that there's a 6'6" woman in WNBA who can dunk. I still don't care.
I'm not going to pay to go watch it.
I'm not going to pay to go watch. I'm not going to.
I think we had the same mentality. I remember I was watching this thing, and they were talking about why the women's NBA doesn't make as much as the men's NBA. I'm like, nobody. Look at the viewers.
They can't even give away tickets. It's like, here's some tickets. I got something better to do. Someone, I do not watch baseball. But if someone gave me free tickets to a Cubs game, I'd probably go. Truthfully. Yeah. I probably wouldn't.
Honestly, I have been to it. Have you ever been to an MLB game?
I haven't.
I don't
watch. I'm sure they're fun. I'm sure they're fun.
I don't watch baseball. I've been to an MLB game, though. Way more interesting. And it's the only sport I can say that about.
You know, I went to NASCAR. But it's still pretty boring. I went to a NASCAR race. I don't watch NASCAR for shit. But I enjoyed going to the race. I did. I had a good time.
Still as a whole, you can't beat sitting and watching a game on your couch on a 70-inch plasma.
It's nice. It is nice.
Not having to buy a fucking $20 beer.
That's the worst part. And then it's not just the game. You have to go and you have to buy a hotel, parking. You have to hope you don't get fucking robbed while you're down there, especially in New Orleans. You know. Anyways, we got about 10 minutes.
All right. So anything else you want to talk about? Kind of a weird.
What's that on there?
Let's see. Mortal Kombat 11. You played it yet?
Okay, we're talking about we've talked about a lot of woke shit. It's like, was it really getting woke, or is this a case?
I think it's the game evolving as a, because I think a lot of people are mad. Well, why don't the girl? Okay, you look at the player base when a lot of it slowly shifted. Yes, the girls wore scantily clad shit, but also you can make the case that when the girls wore that in the video games, you can maybe make the case girls didn't play those video games.
Yeah.
Girls are gamers now. So do girls want to look at other girls in thongs and fucking bras? Probably not.
I guess the caveat to that is, like, are the guys still jacked in it?
Yes.
I guess guys just don't give a fuck. They don't have these body images issues.
I don't know.
I
was about to say, yeah, we got body image issues. But I think the game just evolved. And the whole get woke thing... Like, it's like, apparently you can't have a criticism of President Trump without being accused of getting woke. Like, it's called political commentary. Everybody does it, you know, shit.
People get like, I wish they'd keep politics out of Hollywood. It's like, you don't care if it was someone who's a conservative person. You'd be like, yeah, I like that guy better because he's conservative. It just means you're full of shit.
Yeah.
Just watch the movies and I don't listen to most celebrities outside of the movies. I don't give a fuck. I don't care if they're a fucking vegan PETA member. I don't care. If I like them in the movie, I like them. You know? Simple as that.
I like the new game, personally.
It's fun.
You can
play it.
I like the fact you get a little bit more customization options. It's cool.
What's the story mode like?
You know, believe it or not, I've actually had to play it.
Let me tell you what happens to Jax. Tell you some of the criticism, or do you want me to not spoil it for you?
You can go ahead and spoil it. I mean, I know what happens. I just hadn't played it yet.
So, at the end, he goes back in time and basically stops the slave trade. Okay. You know, some people are making a point that, you know, that's probably something like, Jax is like a super patriotic American.
Yeah.
That's kind of his character, you know. But, I mean, I don't know. I guess you have to ask a black person. It's like, would you go back in time and stop the slave trade? The way I see it is like... It is what it is. Things happen. Shitty things happen. Move on.
Also, that's just his character ending. It's not like it's canon.
Yeah. It's like, is there really... I don't know. Who gives a shit? Why do you care? I think conservatives are starting to turn into the liberals that they fucking hate. Because you're getting just fucking annoying.
Problem is, they're just not as annoying as those people
That's the only problem. The only difference. They're not quite as annoying as the folk. But you know what? I think they're fucking getting there.
They're getting there. And I actually had this far left versus far right. The main problem I have is as annoying as the far left actually is. Like Adam Conover, however you say his name. I'm not scared of that dude.
No.
I haven't yet to meet a person on the far left that I'm actually scared of. Same cannot be said for the people on the far right, because those motherfuckers know how to, they usually have guns, lots of them, and know how to use them. And that's why I think people hate them. I think that's why the people on the far right get far more shit than the people on the far left. Nobody's scared of the people on the far left.
A bunch of pussies on the side. You know.
And then on the far right, you got people who are like, they're training. They're military training. Yeah. I've yet to see Antifa do anything. It still makes me go, eh, okay.
I've seen Antifa people as like, I'd probably catch your chain that has a like a lock on it, catch it with my bare hands, grab it, and then strangle you with it.
There's someone we know that like acts like he's part of Antifa, and I'm just like,
it's unfortunate. It's like I can kill you. I literally could like.
The only thing that saves this dude is he was actually in the military, so he may know how to use the gun. So I give him that credit, but at the same time,
man, you'd be surprised. Like, first of all, pistol wise, most people in the military don't know how to fucking use a pistol properly. Believe it or not, there's a lot of them. I would say over 90% of them. And then you have to look at the rest of the military. Not everyone. Oh, here it goes. Here's the good thing. Here's the thing about Marines. They're trained as riflemen.
Yes.
That's their main job is to, they don't have, they have other specifications, but their main job is to be riflemen. So most people who've been in the Marines have a, at least a competent idea of how to use a weapon. That's not the same case for people in the Air Force and other branches. Army does, you know, Rangers, and Army Ranger is a, you know, person who's skilled with a weapon, people in the Navy SEALs, people, and I'm sure there's Air Force things, but, you know, a lot of stuff, people, they're behind computers or on desks and stuff like that. Not everyone in the military is, you know, support, their support, and they don't know how to, just because they're in the military doesn't mean they know how to use a weapon. Now, the ones that are trained know how to use a weapon, but you'd be surprised that how many people, like, in the Marine Corps are, like, experts with an AR-15, or, an, excuse me, M-16, the, I can't remember the names of their other fucking rifles. They're, but if you give them pistols, a lot of them aren't good at with a pistol. Plus, one thing, pistols harder to get good at. Two, they just didn't really. It probably isn't as practical to learn how to use a pistol in the, you know, I'm sure it's needed, but you're probably going to use your long rifle for the most part. That's just my opinion.
Guns don't interest me.
I like guns, just, I don't know.
It is kind of funny to me that every time you and our other friend that like to shoot guns want to go shoot guns, y'all text my girlfriend more.
Yeah. She wants to go.
She wants to go.
She wants to go.
I have no interest in it, man. I'm sorry.
It's not about you.
Huh?
It's not about you.
I know, but just go. If she wants to go, she can go, but I mean.
Just she'll appreciate it if you go.
I just don't want to go, man. It doesn't. Tim,
we talked about this earlier about how in relationships you want to kind of do shit that you don't want, normally would want to do, but you do it anyways. You have to sacrifice some things. You'd be like, I really don't want to do this, but I will fucking do it. And you know what? A lot of times.
You know, the funny part about it is, as much as I hate it, I'm actually a pretty good shot.
Yeah.
But I enjoy shooting the bow.
Yeah. We need to get
some. I'm really bad that I only went once this year.
I think you had a deer come close to you.
I think, I don't know what it was, but it was weird. Like, the best way I can describe what happened is I'm sitting in the stand.
I think you'd have more fun if we could teach you how to get into a climbing stand. Because you can get really high, and you can really kind of.
One thing I will work on before next season is I'm going to work on shooting the bow from a sitting position. Because when we were practicing out in your yard, I was able to get in perfect prime position, do all this. I was like, and once I, you know, because I didn't know what was really going to happen. But once I got in the stand and I looked around, I realized, oh, shit. That's not how this is going to be at all.
Yeah. Other, like, the lock-on stand, that's which is, you have to wear a safety vest with it. You cannot not wear one. I mean, you can, but you probably will fucking die. You don't want to fall out of fuck. Because you know how high the...
I have a fear of heights, too, so...
You know how high the box stands are? You don't have a wall around you, and they're twice as high.
Yeah, that's going to be a note for me, buddy.
Yeah. But the good thing is you can lean out of it. If you can lean, you can pull the bow back a little easier. But your bows are good to go. I probably spent $100 on that motherfucker.
I know.
Getting ready.
And that's why I'm bummed out I only went once. I was, but
take it with you and fucking.
Well, I mean, there's no point. I'm going to have to come back here to hunt. So, shit. Anyways.
Get about 2 minutes.
Got a couple things left. Anthem, you sucked as a game and you lost your player base. Sucks for you, bitch.
All right. What's the next?
Sonic the Hedgehog. I hate Jim Carrey. You're going to ruin my childhood. Actually, I'm not going to give you the chance to ruin my childhood.
I like Jim Carrey, but the Sonic. But you know what I saw? They're going to change it again. How he looks. There's two things I hate. He had small eyes. He had human teeth. And he's wearing fucking Nikes. Enough. He doesn't wear Nikes. He has big red and white shoes. There's no need for him to have fucking Nikes at all. Fuck you, all you motherfuckers. Big, oversized, white and red shoes. And he needs to have bigger eyes where he looks like a fucking video game character and teeth that a fucking hedgehog would use. Not like he went to the dentist the other day. Human teeth. It's just fuck you and fuck everyone who made that fucking movie. I may end up watching it in the next 10 years, but I'm not going to movie theaters and watching it. No. They can suck my dick.
But we are going to see John Wick 3.
I'm going to see John Wick 3. There's no doubt about that.
And let's cancel out on that note.
We got one more minute. We can do another one. We need to know
who wins this weekend? Encuentra or Cerrone?
Cerrone.
Okay. Who do you think? Okay, so it's gonna have. It's obviously gonna be Khabib versus Dustin. After that,
Khabib.
I'm a fanboy out. It's gonna go Dustin.
Khabib's gonna win. He's gonna win easily.
Okay. Probably what's gonna happen if Cowboy wins. This is gonna be Cowboy versus Tony Ferguson. I still wanted to see Cowboy versus Connor, and they took it.
Smart move, I think. I think.
Why?
I don't know.
You know how much money them fight makes?
Who cares?
UFC.
Yeah.
They got to make that $4
billion. I fucking hate them now.
Yeah.
Anyways, we need to do another podcast soon. Yes. We need some material. And then next thing we need to do is figure out how to do podcasts over where you are. You're in Shreveport and I'm here.
Yeah.
There's a possibility. It's not like it's impossible.
No, this is not impossible. We'll discuss it in a second. But, yeah, we'll figure it out. No problem.
All right. Well, you know, glad to be back. And Tim's homework already taking his fucking headphones.
I saw you do something, and I thought you'd already canceled out. My bad.
No, I always do the same kind of thing. I have the same kind of outro. All right, guys. Well, y'all go fuck yourselves. But appreciate you listening. We are done.